Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. Come on now. God has blessed us one more time to come before you with a smile on our face. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host, truly with the most, of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in your neighborhood block by block. Let me say that again. The real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in your neighborhood block by block. We're so glad to come before you today. God has blessed us one more time. And I'm really excited. And I'm doing a couple things at one time. God has blessed me. I have a Zoom workshop that's going on, also live on the radio, and the many other things that you have to do on a day when you have to make it do what it do. Today, really excited about the title of our show today, which is Building Boys to Be Fathers of the Future. Let me say that again. Building boys to be fathers of the future. And it's time for us to sit down and come up with an action plan to prepare our boys to be fathers of the future. We can no longer put out grown males pretending to be fathers. We are failing at fatherhood. And we want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then let you know that you are now live and you can share your thoughts on building boys to be fathers of the future. And we have to focus. We got this series where we're going to be focused on, especially this time of the day, for the next month and a half, talking about building our boys to be awesome fathers in our community. We no longer want to see them fail. So we want you to be a part of it by calling in, sharing your thoughts. Take your time to just, if you are on either one of the networks, social media network, type in your comments because it's important that we do that. If you want to check us out on the web link, which you can hear the show, that's www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio, with the number 22@gmail.com. You have an opportunity to tweet the show. You can tweet the show at WBSW underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio, at the Smith Wave Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and their social action program as an international social action program is truly is what we're going to focus on. So those brothers have given me permission to work with them with building boys to be fathers of the future. And we are working to get the word out. And we thank those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, making things happen, but focusing on the future. Because as a fraternity, these same boys that were not working hard to make grown men or productive men, are fathers to be productive in the fatherhood, will eventually may choose to be a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. And we are extending our hands of the olive branch out to them, that we're going to do all we can to make a difference. So those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we give you a hand clap because you're doing what it takes to make a difference in our community. Also through their national program of Sigma Beta Club, where it's a mentoring program for boys from the ages of 8 to 18. They are working through that by nationally putting programs together to help our boys to be great men or awesome fathers. And we want to truly talk about that today. We also want you to join us on Instagram. You can join us on President Dr. Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, as well as you can go back later on and watch each of our episodes on Facebook.com, which we are live on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/DrLDalberto Smith. You can check us out on Twitter, as well as Instagram, Tumblr, LinkedIn, YouTube, television. And we're real excited because WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, where the base is, and extend its olive branch to Canada, north of the borders, and south of the borders, Mexico. So we're really excited about having a chance to be there and be your voice. WBSW is with the voice of the Smith Wave Production Radio. So we're glad to have that opportunity. Title, Building Boys to Be Fathers of the Future. Let's look at how we can truly build this boy to be a better dad, a better father. There are several things that we want to discuss when it's how to build a better dad, because you want to turn our young men, our boys, eventually young men, into better dads, a better father. There is a difference, but we're going to focus on this where we're going to combine them to let you know that that grown man who has accepted the responsibility to be a father or dad is willing to work and invest in his children, in particular his boys. So we want to be able to talk about how to build a better dad, a better father. I know that that word gets some grinding thoughts or ideals from many of our pillars of society, mothers who have been working hard by themselves to raise their family because of the absence of a father, whatever means it may be. Now we want to be able to start with our boys. They said the earlier you start with them, the better they will be in the future. So let's talk about some things that will allow our boys to be better dads or better fathers. See, we need to train our boys in the art of fatherhood skills. Come on now. Come on. I just put an underline mark on the fatherhood skill. You may ask yourself, what is fatherhood skills? A fatherhood skill includes having a vision for your family. Having a vision for your family. See, I'm going to tell you right now, if you no matter what your situation is, guys, have a vision for your children and your family, whether you're with their mother or not. Still have a vision. Be involved would be number two. Do not take the time that you can spend with your boys or your children for granted. They need you. They're navigating something that we would never have been able to navigate in this lifetime. We can talk about how we grew up, but it has nothing to do with our boys as well as our girls navigating through what they're dealing with in society today. Things in our time was a lot clearer. But our boys and girls are navigating a sense of mass in society. Everybody's wearing a mask. And you don't know what's under the mask, because you understand behind the mask theory is that you are seeing an external part that may have a smile. One of the prime examples of a mask that is brought focus on you to realize there's something up under that our young people are dealing with is the Joker in Batman. The Joker. See, the Joker have a smiling face, but behind that face is evil. And you got to, because he plays that part in Batman. Also, when individuals have began to have recently masked up because of the pandemic, we got to realize that people say, I can't even recognize who you are behind that mask. So you don't know what you're dealing with. These young people have a real challenge to navigate through that. See, we may be able to navigate through it because of our experience and because of our wisdom as adults. But children, our boys, are unable to navigate through that. What we have to be has to be that pillar. See, fathers, you got to be a pillar in this society. We talked about having a vision, being involved, showing honor, having courage, be committed. Now you might want to take a minute and think about it. But let me give a shout out to those individuals who took time to be here with WBSW Radio, the internet station, and with me, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We have Tasima Jackson. Thank you, Tasima, for taking time to call your sunshine. Thank you so much. Jacqueline Davison. Thank you so much down there from McKinsey, Alabama. You know, I get excited when I see Jacqueline and many others that come through and lived in McKinsey. Some have ventured out. Some have went to different places. I get excited. I'm going to tell you why I get excited, because when I started my career in education, I went down to this small area about 80 miles south of Montgomery on the lower tip of Butler County. And I was chosen because I was one of them chose to be the first black coach to come in and teacher in regards to coaching and teacher at this school. See, that's history right there. And I knew when I got there that I was there for a purpose. And I found out later on, and Jacqueline can attest to this, there were some things going on in the community pretty much in the 80s that are going on in 2020, in the 2020s. And we'll continue to go on until we begin to come together as a neighborhood, come together as a community. It's going to continue. So when I was chosen to go down there, being the first black coach ever at that school, and the school is not 2 years old. The school have many years under its belt. My purpose was because of the unrest and some of the things going on in the school. I was there because God blessed me to come to be a person that brought hope. See, I don't take that lightly. I don't talk about it much. Some people don't realize how important that is when you are chosen to go there and bring hope. Not saying those individuals in that community didn't have hope, but hope was being challenged. You know, our boys' hope was being challenged because they had no role model in regards to the academic center. We did have Mr. Brooks. I give him a shout out, the counselor. But as the athletic on the field, the coach, they didn't have anybody. But God chose me. And I'm so proud. Thank you, Jacqueline. And the Davidson, the Schubert, the Adams, and the many others, the Johnsons, the Presleys. I'm calling out all these because these young men I coached taught in the history classroom from level 7th grade all the way up to 12th grade. And God bless me to not allow it to be overwhelming to me. Because when you're teaching 6 preps per day, it makes you a better person. So I don't run from the challenge. See, God has blessed me. So thank you, Jacqueline, to come back some 20 plus years. I left there in 1992. It is now 2022. And I am broadcasting and have Jacqueline and her family member and all the other ones listening to me. Thank you, Jacqueline. That's humble with me. Thank you so much. Now give a shout out to Sarah of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. And that's I'm having a problem seeing it. It's the at Diva, and I may be wrong, but thank you, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Oh, you know, I give a shout out to this young man, Pick Nine, member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. That's my brother, and always will be my friend. That is Daryl Pickett. We call him DP. Thank you, brother, for taking time. And then we have GBR Pan. Thank you for joining us as well. See, that may be another or two that's joining. I'm going to go back and make sure I give everybody a shout out. As I said, chosen to go and help guide our boys to be men. You have to realize when you're chosen to do something, you don't buck it. Because I'm going to tell you a little story, and I'm going to get back to how God has put me in positions to be where I need to be to help our boys to be fathers of the future. I can remember when I went down to interview for the job, and first of all, what got me, I had to drive 80 miles, and everybody said it ain't 80 miles, but when you take the stretch high deals during that time was to go down to Georgiana, Alabama, get off and go into town, through the town and down 31, which is additional miles, and go up 15 to 20 miles to McKenzie, Alabama, on Highway 31 on his way south down through Evergreen into Mobile. God bless me to go down there. When I saw in the interview and left there, I came home and I spoke with my father, who transitioned in 2020. Dad, that's a mighty long way to go. But you know what he told me? He said, you was not afforded the interview to go down there to waste this chance to make a difference in somebody's life. I want you to remember that. That's why I want to speak on building boys to be fathers of the future. Because I watched him, and the words he said that day let me know. Because I did not only, I want to share with it, you know, it wasn't just that one job I had went interview for. It was openings in the county. And that was at Greenville High School. That was at Georgiana High School and McKenzie. And McKenzie is the farthest point from Montgomery. But see, God knew what he had for me. I could not recognize it, but my father, because he was a true Christian and a praying man, said, God said, you need to go down and serve the purpose. And I spent 9 wonderful years down there. And I love each and every one of those people. So building boys, because I had an opportunity in 9 years to help build boys who are great fathers today. Yes, some may have trickled off, but they are on the right track. When we're talking about taking my experience and sharing it with you to say that there was a commitment. I said I didn't have fear because I was thinking about the ride, not the job. But see, God blessed me with clarity by putting a common force in my life, as my dad said, you have the courage to make a difference. A father must be willing to have the courage to take hold of his family. Lead and guide his family. See, the lack of fatherhood skills allow you to still continue to be an overgrown boy and a grown male who has the tools to make children, but not tools to take care of children. Man, that's a tough thing to deal with. The next thing in being father or building a better father is sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice the things that you could have if you didn't have that child? When having a child and whenever you're having a boy, a man must be willing to sacrifice. You're willing, you giving up your time. See, that's what we got to remember. You're now giving up your time. See, you got to make a commitment to your children and especially fathers to your boys. They need you. They need to see you committed to the family. They need to see you willing to sacrifice for the family. They have to see you love your family. They have to see you show compassion for your family. I don't care if you're in the same house. All of that equips with them is the real fatherhood skills. So when I become a man, I'll put away childish things. As a man, you don't continue to say, I'm hanging out when I need to be hanging with my child. See, your child don't need just 2 weekends a month. I know that touches people because I know when I had to go the process of getting a divorce, the court system said you have 2 weekends a month. I told them no. I don't care what you said, minimize. I know it takes more to raise my children because I watch my own role model be there for us all the time. The next thing is forgiveness. See, it takes a lot to forgive each other. Just remember, the mother and the father are pillars in these children's life. And for boys, yes, the mother is a pillar, but for a boy, a father is even a greater pillar. We have to keep in mind that mothers, you're awesome. You're a pillar. You can teach your son how to cook. You can teach your son how to clean up. You can teach your son how to iron, to sew. Do all the things he needs to do to take care of himself. But there's one thing you can, is teach him how to be a man. Like my mom showed me how to cook. But the only way I can be a great cook, I have to learn from a chef. So for a boy to be the best dad, an awesome man, or grown man, he has to learn from another grown man. Not a grown male and not an overgrown boy. So we have to be able to understand forgiveness is being able to forgive someone for what has happened. You and your relationship with his mother, you have to forgive his mother. She ain't done nothing wrong. But I'd heard some strange things in 2021, 2020, 2019. Well, God have said that she tricked me. That is a sorry excuse for a man who had fathered a child to not to be able to feed. See, that's a sense of not forgiving what has happened. She hadn't tricked you because you made a choice. I tell many now, and people don't believe me, but I'm going to speak as a man and not say that was my thought process. I pretty much believe a lot of these boys, overgrown boys and grown males, impregnate women so they can be attached to them the rest of their life. They're not willing to do the things of forgiveness. They're not willing to have compassion. They're not willing to love. They're not willing to sacrifice. Come on now. Be committed. Be willing to show that they have wisdom and grace. See, when you do these things, we're going to focus on building our boys to be better dads. It gives our boys purpose. They see in you emerging gifts and talents. It gives them affirmation in being, one day I will be like my father or my dad, and I will be a productive man in society. See, that's what doing the right things is all about. That's what it's all about, is understanding the power of purpose of life. See, you have to understand your purpose in life. If you 40, 50, and still don't know what your purpose in life, you will not find out your purpose until you open your heart to our Lord and Savior. Yes! So he can share with you in a vision, what's your purpose? I know my purpose. And Lord, I ask him to help me serve it every day. My purpose is right here where I am too as well. To be a better dad, being built, I got to understand all the clues that puts me in a position to understand my purpose in life. And that's what we have to do with young men. The next thing is giving boys masculinity energy. You probably say, what are you talking about? See, dads are built by dads. Come on now. Better dads are built by better dads. We can all think about the story of our own life and say, that was a better man. I don't have a problem by talking about my personal life, because you know what? My dad had an eighth grade education. He dropped out of junior high in eighth grade. Never went back, so he never received a degree. He never received a diploma, but he had a master's degree in life because of the experience and the wisdom he had. It's no good to have wisdom if you don't share it with somebody. Excuse me. Keep that in mind. So give boys that energy, the masculinity energy. Dads are built by dads. Some of the key ways to build a great dad is always focus on modeling responsibility. You must model responsibility. We compared a grown male with a grown man. And one of the differences, they said, a grown male, an overgrown boy, blames other people for what happened. A grown man accepts responsibility. So if you want to build a boy who has masculinity energy, you have to let him know, accept the responsibility of your action. The next thing is love. See, love ain't a word. Love can be a gift that you give to someone, but that's all it can be. But when you display and show love, you have to understand what love is and what love do. I want you to focus on the Love Cafe that's going to come on Thursday night, but what we use in our promo and with our introduction is we take love and in acronyms. I want you to do the same thing, because your love, your acronyms may not be the same. See, for us on our show, the Love Cafe, the L in love acronym, L is listen first and talk second. Effective communication. Come on now. The O is overcoming challenges and overlooking faults. That's being able to grind and be committed and consistent to what you're doing to be successful. The V is valuable. See, we got to value each other. We all have values that we have to make sure that we be able to put in place and show to others. So if that's the relationship and that's who you love, it's mutual. The E is encouragement. See, we got to support our children. We have to support our boys when they see you out supporting them without being angry or disinterested. See, you got to give to get. See, we talk about the E is everything. You have to give everything to get the success you're looking for by building boys to be better dads. And the last thing that's so important in regards to that is that fatherhood is something we must talk to our boys about. Motherhood is something we need to talk to our boys about. Now, listen, don't get confused. What I'm saying is that a boy got to understand what a young lady will go through the 9 months in a lifetime. Just getting her pregnant is not the end. Lord, it's the beginning. You have to understand as a man what she's going through as well and be there to do what? Encourage, support. If you do that, you know what happens to that pillar, which is that young lady who might be struggling with everything. She become empowered. She knows she got the support. She not got it. She don't have to do it alone. That's what we're talking about. Next day, give boys a chance to interact with children. When age appropriate, give boys a chance to mentor young children. See, one of the exciting things I always talk about, and I used to when I had my last tour, which was in Lowndes County, where I retired out of Lowndes County. We allow our children and our boys to teach to the other children. They call them workshops. And we let them have that workshop. Y'all, excuse me. I don't want my level of presentation be so right. We talk to them about presenting to others. You all have something to offer. So boys teaching other boys, that's what it's all about. And when you say, okay, you're going to do a workshop, I'm going to tell you, they got so excited. Oh, man, you always want me to sit, but now you want me to present. See, that's teaching our boys to interact with each other. Allowing them, because I can remember when I was 17 years old, I had a chance to coach. And that's why I really realized that I wanted to coach at the YMCA, the Southeast YMCA on Carter Hill Road. I coached some 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds. See, I'm interacting with them. See, that's what we have to do. Now you're giving them a chance to grow. Let them be mentors. You give them a chance to connect with the young, ones that are younger than them. I know there's a lot going on, but we have to put things in place and make sure all our children are safe. We have to do that. And the last thing in building a better dad, just imagine a world where deadbeat dads. See, that's something we got to be weary of, because we do have deadbeat dads are replaced by life-enhancing dads. And I want you to write that down. Imagine a world where deadbeat dad is replaced with life-enhancing dads. That's doing these things we're talking about, allowing them as boys to be mentored to other classmates, mentor to younger people, let them grow, let them be better individuals. And when they're absent fathers. We want to replace absent fathers with full engaged dads. See, you absent, but now we want you to do the thing, have a vision. We want you to have courage to be there with your son. Commitment, sacrifice, love, compromise, forgiveness, wisdom, and grace. This leads to happiness. This leads to joy. This leads to peace and love in our boys who, when they become men, they take that same energy, the masculinity energy, and share in the future with those young people or with their children. Think about that. And the next thing, think about where fathers are no longer the source of deep wounds, but the source of strength, affirmation, love, and hope. Think about where we are and where we can be. That's what we are focusing on. Recently, I had a conversation because God gave me a vision and said, you talk about in your shows about making better dads, fathers, men. You need to make a choice of what difference you're going to make. And that vision is that the organization that I'm going to share with you, just the name of it is Father Know Best. It's an organization that have a mission of mentoring, an organization of teaching our boys to be better dads, fathers, and men. Stay tuned. That's what it's all about. See, that's how God bless you. And all the things we're talking about, and I want you to remember the three things that if we can imagine this world and this is what we imagine, and Father Know Best, these three things right here. Replacing dad be dad with life enhancing dad, a life enhancing man. Replacing men that are not involved to full engaged men and full engaged fathers, a full engaged dad. Also, think about in this world where fathers who've been a source of deep wound, because every time they say he's a deadbeat dad, he ain't have no interest in his children. He's a sperm donor. I know people that said that. You'll be thinking of him as a source of strength, affirmation, love, and peace. Where will we be? We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. If you give your name, that's fine. Then I want you to jump right in with Dr. Loretta D. Smith on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, talking about building boys to be fathers of the future. Think about you. If you got a son, it's never too late. I don't care if your son's 30 years old, 40 years old. There are some things you can identify and work with him to be a better dad, father, a better man. I don't care if you're a female or a male. You can work with him. Because I just shared what should be your goal. That your son or your boys, first of all, be identified as a grown man when he become a grown man, not a grown male and not an overgrown boy, that you replace the things that he's not doing and being identified as being a deadbeat and not giving his greatest effort as a life-enhancing dad, a life-enhancing man. Being an absent dad, he's no longer around, but he wants to try to replace it with making sure he's a fully engaged dad or man. And last but not least, removing all those sources of hurt and pain that's so deep. They are wounds that runs through our community, runs through our culture, with producing men that who will truly, truly bring about strength, affirmation, love, and hope. Where there's faith, there's hope. And I got faith that you'll do that with your own family. And if you are the male in your family and you are now have been thrust in the role as the leader of that family, and you have boys and you have nephews and you have cousins, you are to be wanting them to be identified as life-enhancing men. You want them to be identified as fully engaged men. And if you want to say that, if they're parents, if they're dads or fathers, or you want them to be a source of strength, affirmation, love, and hope. That's what I challenge you to do, whether you're a mother or father. Make sure you do that. The next thing we want to look at is the difference between a father and a dad. See, let's look at fatherhood. And through the skills, you'll be able to identify the difference between. We want to train our boys in the art of fatherhood skills. See, you probably didn't know there was fatherhood skills that needed to be in place. So your boys who become young men, who become young fathers, who are young dads, can be great dads. We're trying to build that. And here's the fatherhood skills that is so secret to our dad. So the secret is that start building your boys early. Start building them when they are at the age where they're able to comprehend and able to do some critical thinking, because children today are doing that a lot early because of technology, because of their exposure. Like I told you, they are navigating through life much different than we navigated through life. So your grandson, make sure he's exposed to those things like understanding honor, understanding commitment, understanding sacrifice, understanding love, compassion, forgiveness, wisdom, and grace. Oh, now, that's what I ask you to do. If you want to train them in a fatherhood skill, make sure you start early. You can build a boy to be an awesome man, but it's hard to build a man to be a man. And once they become a man, their foundational principles are already in place. So let's start building them at boy. I'm not going to say it's too late. You can't give up, and we won't give up. The same things we're asking our boys to acquire. And if you're a grown male, we ask you to acquire as well so you can be a grown man. That's what we're talking about. See, we got to recognize there's a lack of fatherhood skills in many of our dads today. Some think they got it together. Some think they can buy things for their son and that satisfy them. See, to build a great dad requires dedication, devotion. Requires commitment, requires consistency. See, they got to see what's going on. See, every organization that is dealing with boys and eventually dealing with men, whether it's a fraternity or a local organization, you have to keep in mind that how you impact this adult or this boy will determine what kind of individual he's going to be able to impact society. So if he's going to be a father, let's impact him in a way that'll help him build and grow. See, we got to encourage how important the role is. We need to encourage that they have to be equipped and have the necessary equipment to be involved with meaningfully raising the kids, our children, raising our boys. So we really want to build great dads, perhaps we need to start the process very early, as I said earlier. In fact, much earlier than you think, because you're being challenged out there through their learning process. I'm not talking about schools. I'm talking about children as young as in a stroller have an iPad. Children as young as that stroller ages have a cell phone. You have to be ready to take on the job of building boys to be better men a lot earlier now. You can't be afraid. So you say, what's the difference between a father and a dad? A dad is focused on loving their child, while a father is focused on his attention and his effort somewhere else. So some people toss it up. Some people say you great be a great father. Then some people say be a great dad. But let me tell you now, it's not much difference. I'm going to dispel that myth from the start. You can be built as a great dad or a great father. Don't allow society to determine that you're a better father than you can be a dad. Both of them interchange. That father and the dad can be the same person. See, there are some things that we want to talk about and talk in regards to the focus on what would be the difference. But you know what? I'm going to put them there. You focus on loving your child. A father and a dad should love their child. See, focus on giving your child, your children attention. Focus on being role models to your children. And we're not going to let them split hairs here. We're not going to let anybody that put out information split hairs and say, this is what a father is and this is what a dad. They are interchangeable and they can do both. That's what we want to sell you today. Fathers know best. And we want you to be a part of that organization. We want you to share your thoughts too. Fathers know best. It will be coming soon, very soon. God has blessed us to see that, and we're going to keep on doing it. A father and a dad can give guidance to his children and his family. He's not set to just only cause dads do it better than fathers. They're together, and we're going to put them together. We're going to stop separating, saying that you're a better dad than he's a better father. We don't want that. Both of y'all are fathers, and if you want to take on the context of dad, it's fine, because we're going to do the same thing, because we're building better dad and father. That's what we're trying to do. They are all one, and that's what we want our biggest focus to be, truly where we want to be. There's a couple more things I want to touch on right quick, and this is going to be a part two. So we have about 11 minutes left on our time, so let's focus on one thing that would be important to remember. See, there are some tips, some parenting tips that are so important for a father / dad. See, number one, and I want you to write it down, be engaged. See, one of the things that has destroyed our community from having good fathers and dads is we lack the engagement. I don't mean be only engaged when he's out on an athletic field or he in artistic or art or whatever he in, so you can pat your chest. Be engaged in every phase of his life. Just because the system said you pick him up on the weekend. Be realistic. You picking him up for 4 days or whatever number you want to put on there. The mother who's a pillar had me for the other 25. Now you need to circumvent that and go and pick him up on Monday and Tuesday. Not always on Saturday and Sunday. He needs to live and know how you live so he can see a prime example or a role model of what a father or dad is. See, that's where we have the problem. Everybody else have dictated to us in our communities what is a father and a dad responsibility. His responsibility does not end at a certain point. His responsibility is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We have to remember that. And that's something we have to share with our boys when they're young. Your sons, your nephews, your cousins, whoever it may be that you have an influence as a boy to prepare him to be a man. And if he takes on the responsibility of fatherhood, be a great father, a better dad. That's what you have to do. Just remember, support it. One of the most exciting things in coaching, and I saw on here, pick nine, I told you, pick nine is Coach DP. We call DP, but that's Darryl Pick. He knows how you got to be supported because he has a son there now. You not only show up for the game, show up for practice. That supports him. And you know, my grandson was staying with me the first part of his academic year in August to December. And I would be at every practice. I would be at every game because that provides the support. When I pull up and they getting ready to go on the field, he would come over there and he'll wave at me or come over to the car, and I always tell him this. Go be great, son, in whatever you're doing. See, that's support. Hey, the author just said, go be great. And the last thing as he leave the car, you know, he turned back, he said, I say, I love you. He said, I love you. So you know that's what support is all about. So if you want to be a great parent, as a dad / father, be engaged, be supportive. And then the last thing, and we'll talk about the tips on the next time. We got 7 minutes. A loving father / dad. You can only love when you know what love is and what love does. Whatever your break, your put it in an acronym. I don't care if you're mother or father. You have to take that love and break it into acronym. What does each one of those letters mean to you? You can be best. But just remember, a dad / father must be engaged. He must be supported. And he has to be loving. Children like to hear that you love them. That's what's so important. We're going to come back with part two on next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, because I'm kind of rotating it Tuesday, Thursday. We have the show rotating it each week so we can make sure we share our thoughts in regards to the difference in this series on building boys to be fathers of the future. Yes, it's going to be a part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because we're going to build our boys. Bottom line is, through the awesome program that we're working toward building boys to be fathers of the future, fathers know best. They have an important part. They are a pillar. I don't care if you stand in the home with her, you're still a pillar. Just remember that. It's been awesome here. I tell you, God has blessed us one more time. I want to give a shout out to these individuals joining us. I mentioned earlier, I'll go back and make sure I mention everybody again. We have Jacqueline Davidson down there from McKenzie. Thank you. Truly, sister, thank you so much. To Seema Jackson, thank you for taking time to be a part of it. We have GBR Pan, thank you so much. We have Pick 9, that's Coach DP, Darryl Pickett of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. Give a shout out to your brother. Also, it said it might be something else, and I'm not reading it well because of the vision. It's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, and I said Diva. Thank you so much. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And Darryl, I want to take this opportunity, Coach DP, to for you to tell your mother happy birthday. I know her birthday was recent. Tell her happy birthday. Thank you so much. And we wish many more for her, as well as all of you all. And I'm just going to lean over so I can see if there are any other. That is all of our people that are checking us out. Thank you. There's others walking by name. They're not there. We have numbers on here. But this God has been so good. Hopefully we share something that was positive. We want you to remember we're still going through the pandemic. We haven't got to the endemic yet. We're still in the pandemic. Numbers can flare up anytime. May not be as damaging as it was a year ago. But what you have to do is still take care of yourself and your family, because this show is all about the neighborhood, block by block. That's what family by family. Take care of your family. Everybody do that, we'll be in excellent shape. It will be an endemic. But if we don't, it'll flare back up. And people try to convince you, well, we're going to always have it, yes. But it won't be at the magnitude that we went through in 20 and 21. God is blessing us. Let's take advantage of it. Do what's right. If you want to be a better dad, a better father, so you can prepare your boys or our boys for the future, you have to know best. Fathers know best. And that's what it's all about. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag keep on grinding. It's so important that we focus on the grind as well. Thing we want you to truly remember. See, it's a mindset. Develop the right mindset, because you want to be so involved with building boys to be fathers of the future. You have a mindset. My purpose is to make a difference. I don't need to tell you. You should already have a feel what it is. You just have to go out and do it. Put the work in. Hashtag make it do what it do. That's all I ask you to do. Hashtag truly, truly. Responsible. Be responsible. See, a father is responsible. A dad is responsible for his action. He has no blame in his game. He's just taking the responsibility. That's the one we want to lead. That's the one we will follow. We'll come back with part two on next week on Thursday. On Thursday this week, we have the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock p.m. We're going to make it do what it do. And stay tuned for this organization that we're going to develop and we're already putting and going to be implementing in the name of Fathers Know Best. Fathers Know Best. We want you to join in, support what we're doing. Just remember, WBSW Internet, WBSW Radio. We are the voice of the Smith Way Production. Radio is the internet station. God has been good. Thank you so much for joining us. We're down to 30 seconds, and I'll tell you, God has been truly a blessing today. And I pray that you have an awesome rest of the day, awesome Wednesday, and then we'll check you back on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., the Love Cafe. Truly, I tell you, I love you all, and it's coming from my heart. And my heart is always present so you can see it. It's there because I truly love you. And as we close out, I always want to share with y'all how I really feel. And I want y'all to understand that this is my feelings. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening, and as God bless us, all we need to do is do what's best for each and every one of us. And, you know, it becomes truly a special time when we do that. And I want you to remember, it become amen. It become amen. So,
amen. Amen. Been running, if her mind playing tricks on me, is she one love for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know if they begin to change. You came and turned all around, got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good, you keep that cooking good, best thing for sure. Your love about settling, settling on me. Like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave. And you gave me new love, and I never ever seen. And I'm eternally thankful, got me saying amen. From the bed to the snow, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good, you keep that cooking good, best thing for sure. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the snow, from the church.